Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you're having an amazing day today and that your year is off to a really great start. And look, there's got to be somebody listening that's like, nope, not off to a great start. And for those of you who are in that situation where you've been putting off change or you're dealing with something challenging in your life, you don't have to wait until tomorrow and you don't have to wait until things come together to make an improvement. This is something that I have come back to again and again in challenging seasons of my life, either when work was really hard or when the twins were in the NICU or, you know, in the months after Dagny passed away. I can be in a bad place and also take care of myself and also make good choices. And in fact, that's when it matters most. So if you are sick, you can be sick and make good choices, right? You might be recovering from a surgery. You can recover and make great choices. And one could make a very compelling argument that that is when it matters most. You could be going through a difficult breakup and make great choices. So don't wait. I know it's really easy to say, once I get through this, once I get over this, once I get better from this, then. But by doing that, you're choosing to be the kind of person who continues to push off what you need to do today, who continues to say, today doesn't count, today doesn't matter, this one thing won't hurt, but it does. It does have an impact. So if your year is off to a great start, I'm pumped for you and I'm glad that you're here. And I think today's episode will be really helpful in continuing that momentum. And if your year is not off to such a great start, know that you are fresh in every single moment. Every moment of your day, every moment of your week, every moment of this weekend offers you a blank slate and you can do with it whatever you want. Even if this morning started out poorly and you made choices that you don't feel so good about, you do not have to wait until tomorrow or until Monday to make a better choice. What I wanted to talk about today, I was reflecting as I drove home from the gym on January 1st about everything I've learned from strength training. There was a time in my life where I believed I had to get in better shape to start working out. Like I had to lose more weight to join a gym. And oh, the foolishness in my head, the wasted time, the wasted opportunities, because really it came down to how I thought other people were going to perceive me or judge me or what they were going to think or how I was going to look or how I was going to compare to other people. And the lessons that I have learned just from strength training alone have touched literally every other area of my life. The lessons that I have learned from strength training have improved my finances, have improved my business, have improved my relationships, have improved the way I show up as a mom, and of course, my health. And so what I wanted to do today is share five of the primary lessons that I've learned from strength training that touch every aspect of my life. And I also want to say today is truly, truly your last opportunity to join Strong Foundations because we kick off tomorrow, which as of the day this episode airs, is Sunday, January 7th. So we kick off with an evening call Sunday, January 7th. It's recorded. If you can't be there live, no sweat. But Strong Foundations is a five-week program I'm doing in partnership with Coach Morgan Bungers to help you build strength, to help you understand what that means from a workout standpoint and the kinds of movements and the kinds of rep schemes and the kinds of loads that can do that for your individual body, as well as the nutrition component of that, the mindset component of that. We've got an ebook for you. We've got a full layout of three different tiers of workouts. You have access to them for life. Plus, we'll be doing live calls. I mean, it's just such a cool thing. I'm so proud of what Morgan and I have put together. And it's less than $200, right? You can access it for life. It's four workouts a week. You can start with one. You don't have to start with all four, but four workouts a week. for the duration of the program and three tiers of that. So you have so many resources. Plus there's cool things like, hey, what if you're traveling? What if you're on a business trip or you're on vacation? Here are some guidelines and some structures where you can plug and play and always feel like you know what to do no matter where you are. So you can go to primalpotential.com/strong foundation to register, primalpotential.com/strong foundation to grab your spot. And I hope that we get to see you this week as we roll into Strong Foundations. I know if you don't sign up, when you see the experiences of the other people, you're going to really wish you had. So for less than $200, I hope that you will seize that opportunity. Okay. Five lessons that I've learned through strength training that have been profound in many other areas of my life. The first one is just focus on showing up. If I only worked out on the days that I felt like I could give it my all, on the days where I thought I'd have a good workout, I would very rarely work out. So often I've had this thought prior to working out of like, I'm really tired, or I'm sore, or I'm just not in the mood, or I don't have much time, as if I had to be confident in my ability to work out well in order to work out at all. And what I've learned that applies absolutely everywhere else is that it matters that I just show up. I do not have to go hard. I do not have to have an intense workout. A low intensity workout is better than no workout every single time. A short workout is better than no workout every time. I don't have to be better than the person next to me. I don't have to be good at whatever is programmed. Years ago, I used to cherry pick the workouts that I would show up to, like group workouts, based on if it had things that I liked to do or if it had things that I was terrible at. And if it had things that I was terrible at, I didn't go, which is just crazy. It would be better for me to go and sandbag it and give 50% effort because I was annoyed that I wasn't good at it. That would be better than not going at all. Just because we work out doesn't mean we have to be at level 10. In fact, most of our workouts are not going to be our best workouts. Most of our workouts are not going to be our highest intensity or best performing situations, setups, events. You don't have to be in the mood to work out. You don't have to be in a good mood to work out. You just need to show up. And I tell this to myself on a regular basis. In fact, just the other day, I woke up in the morning, felt great, felt like, you know, everything was good. And I was up about 2 hours before my workout. Time to get a little work done, time to set the kids' stuff up for breakfast so that it was easier on Chris when he woke up, made myself some coffee, made myself a protein shake. And as I sat down with my coffee, I was like, oh, my stomach just felt a little like gurgly, like I might throw up or something. And I'm thinking, oh, I have this workout, like I can't be getting sick. And I told myself, just drive to the workout. Right? If I puke along the way, I don't have to go. I didn't have a fever or anything like that. Like I didn't think I had a virus or anything. But if I puke in the car on the way there, like I don't have to go, but let's just see how I feel when I go. And so over the course of the drive, I felt better. It passed. It passed in 10, 15 minutes. I felt totally fine, went in, got the workout done, because I know that it's really just showing up. And that's true whether I'm working out at home or I'm working out someplace else. I just have to show up. I don't have to be gung-ho and do my very best in every workout. Because again, if I just show up when I feel like I'm willing to give my very best, I'm not going to show up very often. That's just the reality of it. So many times we create this high bar, and if we're not feeling like we can reach that high bar, we just do nothing. And this shows up in how people behave with money. It shows up with how people behave in business, with how people behave in food. Like, I should eat this way. And if I didn't eat this way, then what's the point? I might as well go in the totally opposite direction. No, showing up is 90% of it. Just show up. That's the only goal. The goal is not that you perform at your highest level, but you have to be consistent in doing something, because something is better than nothing absolutely every single time. The second lesson that I really learned from strength training that helps me in everything that I do, every aspect of my life, I always have one more rep in me. Always. 99.999% of the time, I have one more rep in me. And it's become this practice when I'm working out that when I'm tired, when it burns, when I'm really feeling the fatigue, I challenge myself to do just one more because I want to really practice and embody and get a rep in that rehearsal of knowing when I want to stop, I have one more in me. And what that has trickled over into is, let's say I've been super clean in nutrition. I've shared with you guys that I've been very, very consistent. I'm very proud of my consistency with the golden rules of carbs and fat loss and with zero sugar. And when I have those moments of I'm stressed, I'm tired, I just don't even care, I want to have this thing, I have one more great choice in me. I can do this one more choice, or I can do this one more hour, I can do this one more day, and then I'll decide. And a lot of the times that just gets us through the moment, over the wave of apathy, of frustration, of emotion, of hormones. We just have to push a little bit further and break that pattern of giving up and giving in every moment, every chance that it gets a little bit hard. Every situation that feels like a struggle or we're faced with temptation, you have one more rep in you, one more choice, one more minute, one more hour, one more strong moment, one more no thank you, one more win. You want to stop, but give it one more. Whether that for you is a day or it's a choice or it's a decision, push a little bit further than the point at which you want to stop. Sometimes for you, that point at which you want to stop is 5:30 in the evening. You've had a good day and now you just don't even care anymore. It's better than nothing. You did well earlier. You deserve it. Push past that. Go a little bit further than where you normally throw in the towel. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. I practice this in my marriage when I want to say something that is passive aggressive or aggressive aggressive, which is more my style, to be perfectly honest. And I want to be patient a little past that point. I want to be loving a little past that point. I practice this with my kids. I get to the point with my kids. It's usually around dinner time. I'm trying to cook. The girls are now tall enough where they're reaching for the knobs on the gas stove. They're pulling at my legs. They're whining. They're crying. And I get to the point where I just want to be like, everybody out of the kitchen. Chris. And I want to go a little bit past that point. That's how we get better. It's how we get stronger. It's how we realize that we have more in us. We have more in us. I practice this in work when I want to give up, say it's good enough, ship it, it's done. I can cross it off the list. I want to put a little more effort into it. I want to give it one more glance. I want to make it one degree better. You have more in you. Every single time. The third thing that I've learned from strength training that I have applied very much so in other areas of my life is you need a coach. You need a coach. Now, this does not mean you need to pay a one-on-one coach for your fitness and your finances and your marriage or anything at all. But there is no doubt that you can go further with the help and support and guidance and encouragement of somebody who knows more than you, somebody who has more experience than you, than you will go by yourself. Your coach could be an author of a book that you read or a process that you follow. It could be a pastor at a church you belong to. It could be somebody who facilitates a course that you are in. It could be a mentor that you pay or a mentor that you just know and you work with just as the course of life because they're a friend. But guys, whatever you can do on your own, whatever you have done on your own, whatever you've accomplished on your own, you can go further. You can do more and you can do it faster and better if you have a coach. I can watch a free video on the internet about working out, but that is very different than having a coach that says, hey, you need to drop your shoulders and you need to engage your lats. That's an entirely different exercise now. That's targeting entirely different muscle groups. I thought I was doing it the way they were doing it. I thought I was doing that movement. But when that coach just told me to drop my shoulders down and engage my lats, holy moly, that feels like a totally different thing altogether. I would have never known to do that had I not been told by my coach, you need a coach. Number four. Ooh, this is a big one. This is one that I face every day that I work out around other people. Don't let your ego get in the way. Don't get your ego get in the way. Don't make it about what somebody else is doing. Do not make it about what they might think of you if you do this, don't do this, if you scale this, if you say this, if you raise your hand, if you ask a question, if you wear that, if you eat that, if you don't eat that. Don't make it about anybody but you. Don't make it about how you look to others or what others think of you or might think of you, because that's all a game in your head anyway. Morgan Bungers, who is my partner in Strong Foundations, he says that the only rule in the Strong Foundations workouts is that you have to be able to come back tomorrow. That's the only rule. So we're not doing things that hurt. We're not going heavier, faster, harder than our body is ready for, because we have to be able to come back tomorrow. And strength training has been a powerful teacher for me in not caring what other people might think or if I stand out or how I might look to other people. You know how I told you that I used to cherry pick workouts and I would look and I would say, oh, there's running in this one, I'm not going to go. It was more about the fact that I didn't want to look bad in front of other people than it was about me not wanting to run. It was my embarrassment of how I would look and how I would perform relative to other people. That held me back. It held me back in my growth mindset-wise. It held me back in my fitness. It held me back in the community. Yesterday, I was in a group training session, and we were all about to do these, essentially, they're like landmine lunges, but they're basically weighted side lunges where the weight is on a barbell that's sort of like on a pivot in the center of your body. And lunging to my right side bothered my right knee. Didn't feel good. I absolutely could have done them. I absolutely could have done it anyway and felt that kind of discomfort. It wasn't soreness, it was pain, but it wasn't like tremendous pain. I could have gutted it out to not have to be like, what should I substitute instead of this, so that I didn't have to look different from everybody else that was in the class. I could have just kind of half-assed it and not done the full range of motion and not really gotten much out of the movement. All of that would be, though, about ego, about how I look, about how I'm perceived, about not wanting to stand out, about not wanting to be different, about, you know, wondering what people would think if I was doing something different. But instead, I was like, hey, this doesn't feel good. What should I do? Because I'm here for me. In everything that I do, I'm doing it for my benefit. I'm doing it for my health. I'm not doing it so that I can prove to you that I can keep up. Right? We have to work hard to surrender this natural inclination to protect our ego, to make sure we look good, to avoid looking bad. Because if I mess up my knee, if it's sore tomorrow, if it hurts really bad and it keeps me from working out tomorrow, nobody else cares. It impacts just me. Stop caring about what other people are doing. In a fitness setting, it's so easy to kind of keep an eye on, like, oh, well, this person is using this much weight. Do I look pathetic by only using this much? Or maybe I should go heavier because they're going heavier. No. What they're doing doesn't matter. This is about you. Don't make it about anybody else. And the same thing is true in business. How often do people look at other business owners? Well, they're doing this, so maybe I should do this. Or am I going to look silly if I'm doing this when it seems like everybody else is doing this? Or with nutrition. I don't want people to see that, like, I eat this instead of this, or I'm uncomfortable if people offer me a drink and I say no. It's not about them, and it's not about what they think about you. It's about you and your journey and your path. Same thing with parenting. Hello. Everybody has an opinion. You do what is right for you and your family and your kids and work so hard to surrender this tendency to make it about how you look to other people or what other people might think of you. Lastly, at the end of the day, the only way to get better is to do the thing. I can become an expert in the knowledge of squats, squat mechanics, types of squats, poor form, and all of the different ways that it shows up, all of the squat varieties. I can become an expert by reading books and interviewing people and listening to podcasts and watching film. And meanwhile, I can have a crappy squat. I can have a terribly weak posterior chain, because the only way to get better at squatting is to squat. Right? It's not about how many books you read, how many podcasts you listen to, how much intellectual understanding you have in your head. It's not about the plans that you make. It's not about how many people you follow or observe. I love to learn. And I know that most of you love to learn too, because you wouldn't be listening to a podcast if you didn't, right? But if you're feeling frustrated that you're still struggling despite all the knowledge you have, despite all the books you've read, all the podcasts that you listen to, know that you need more practice. You need more action. Action that is aligned with your goal. You need more reps. That's it. You don't need more information. You need more practice, more repetitions, more time in the game versus observing the game, thinking about the game, making plans for the game. The only way to get better is to do the thing. More reps. Before we go today, I just want to remind you, last chance to join Strong Foundations. I really hope you will. Like I said, as I build out the platform, every day that I've been working on it, I've texted Morgan and been like, dude, I am so proud of what we have put together here between the ebook, the videos, the workouts themselves. All of it is just such a powerful resource. Again, one that you have access to indefinitely. It's less than $200. Go to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. You'll get the information on our kickoff call. And I really hope that I get the opportunity to get to know you better and walk alongside you as you build strength. Strength that has a spillover effect into every other area of your life. Guys, this is not just about physical strength. In the same way that these lessons I've learned from strength training apply far beyond strength training. They've made me a better parent. They've made me a better business owner. They've made me better with my money and in relationships of all kinds. So primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. I hope to get to work with you in Strong Foundations over the next 5 weeks. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow.